Let's get on to Chris Horn, whose cell phone is not on and who actually had an extended break, what with taking our last show off and then no show last week. Before we talk recruiting, Chris Horn, you went to New York for Thanksgiving?
I was.
You
I was.
Dog.
You will, yeah, I was, it was up there just for a few days, and since I believe, yeah, I mean, it seems like so long ago, it was about Thursday, I guess. Actually, Wednesday we went up and just got back yesterday. So it was a always exciting time up there. I had a chance to go in the city for a little bit, so it was fun.
Good. Yeah, I always enjoy New York. My wife and I get up there every summer and see a few shows, and we try to get up at least one weekend during the school year, usually during an off weekend in football, and we see, we'll go up Saturday morning, see two shows Saturday, one show Sunday, and come home, and, we haven't had a chance to do that yet. I'm hoping we get to do it soon. I mean, it's, I don't know that I, she's asked me several times, would you ever want to live here? So, you know, I don't think so, but I sure have a blast visiting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm usually, pretty taken aback sometimes by big cities, but, New York City, for some reason, it's just fun, fun place to be.
Well, let's back up just a second before we get into some football updates, because I know it was a busy weekend with the Virginia-Virginia Tech matchup. I got Chris Coleman's opinion last time. I want to get yours. Basketball, Tech basketball completed the signing class with Gus Gilchrist. Do I have that name right?
Yes.
It's a pretty big, strong class. What are your thoughts on Mr. Gilchrist?
Actually, I had a chance to talk with Dave Tellup from Scout.com. He's the national recruiting director for that site. Earlier today, I'm actually working on an article on Virginia Tech's recruiting class, and he was actually talking about Gus Gilchrist as well. And his impression, actually, I had a chance. I'll speak about my experience first. Was I had a chance to see him at the Southern Invitational earlier this year, which was in Charlottesville, and didn't see. Honestly, I didn't get a chance to see the entire game that he played, but from what I saw, the first thing that really stood out to me, he looks every bit of 6'9", 235 pounds. He certainly has that size that that you certainly need on that next level, especially in the ACC, to be able to be a power forward slash center type prospect as he is. So he's every bit of 6'9", and he's got some good size, and he looks pretty long from what I recall. So he's got some length to him, so which makes him even taller. And then from what I saw on the offensive end that he showed, he had a few nice some nice tools there. He had a nice little turnaround jumper that I had a chance to see that was nice, and so it looked like he looked like a pretty good solid prospect from that brief glimpse that I had. But then I had a chance again to talk to Dave earlier today, and Dave was just telling me about how Gus has really blossomed kind of this past summer. Before his senior season, and he's a player that Virginia Tech was on early, and that they've had the fortune of obviously being there throughout, and they were able to land a commitment, and he's been able to improve his game since, and then Virginia Tech was able to sign him. But Dave's experience was he had a chance to see Gus go up against Patrick Patterson, who's rated a five-star prospect and one of the top power forwards in the country out of Huntington, West Virginia. 6'8", 235-pound player. And he said Gus played Patrick as well as anybody had played him throughout the summer. So that certainly says a lot, and it certainly says that he can go up against the type of that Gus can go up against that type of competition and be able to perform well, which no doubt is a confidence booster for him heading into his senior season.
Now, Chris Coleman was pointed out to me, and I hadn't thought about it till he did. They've now signed somebody for every spot on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about as balanced a class as you can get.
That's right. That's right. You can't ask for much more than that.
Virginia also added somebody since we last talked, and the first name escapes me, but I'll never forget the last name, Farrakhan,
right.
The grandson of the Nation of Islam leader.
Yep, Mustafa Farrakhan out of Illinois. His decision came down to Illinois and Virginia, and he made an official visit to Virginia the week before the signing period came to an end. And really just absolutely loved the visit, had a great time, even called his coach while he was on the visit just to tell him he had such a good time. And that was the weekend that Virginia was able to come back and beat Arizona in the opening of the John Paul Jones Arena. So certainly everything came together, and Mustafa is a 6'3", probably about, he's listed about 175 pounds. The one thing that stands out about him is that he's a good shooter. He can stroke it from the outside. It sounds like he's getting more and more consistent with his shot, which is something that a lot of people have to work on. It's tough to get that J.J. Redick type of shot where it just goes in every time, it seems like. But Mustafa has is getting more consistent with that. Again, I was talking to Dave Telep earlier today about Mustafa as well, and he says Mustafa has a chance to – he's not a top 100 player at this point in his opinion, but he has a chance to make that top 100. He feels that Dave feels that Mustafa's a type of player that's really about to blossom in his senior year. So sounds like a good solid get for Virginia, kind of adding to that bat court, especially with Sean Singletary already off to a great start this year. There's always a possibility he could go to the NBA, even though he has stated publicly that he plans to come back. But obviously we'll see what happens with that. J.R. Reynolds is a senior, however, so he will not be back. So Virginia's really added to that backcourt with you look at Sam Zaglinski, who's the point guard, 6'1 point guard out of Philadelphia. Jeff Jones, who's the most highly rated prospect of Virginia's class, 6'4", 185-pound guard out of Monsignor Bonner High School, and then you add Mustafa to the mix as well, out of Illinois. So a pretty solid haul. Virginia's class at this point is not as highly rated as Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is rated in the top 25 by Scout.com. I believe they are number 12. And whereas Virginia's probably more middle of the pack at ACC, but Virginia has some solid prospects.
And I am correct, Chris Horn, in that both schools are finished.
Actually, Virginia Tech seems like, as you mentioned, they have five signees and one for each part of the floor. Virginia may not be finished, however, even though I'm sure the staff would figure out how to open up some spots. But they're still recruiting for four, perhaps even five, I've heard. But looks like four may be the most likely. But they're going after a couple of prospects. I mentioned Patrick Patterson earlier, and he's certainly number one on that list, I would imagine. And Mike Scott, who's a 6'8 power forward. Actually, he's more of a forward right now, 6'8, 215 pounds. Just needs to bulk up to be able to be that power forward. Very athletic prospect who's currently at Hargrave right now. He's going to wait to sign in the spring, but he's a player that's really, really high on Virginia. He has stated that publicly, that Virginia's probably the favorite right now. And so I think if all holds true, I think he would sign with Virginia in the spring. If that comes to fruition. But he played for Deep Creek High School last year out of Chesapeake, and so he's a very good player as well. So Virginia Tech is seems like they're probably finished, whereas Virginia could go one or two more.
But right now we're in the middle of the TechSideline.com, Sabre.com recruiting report with recruiting expert Chris Horn. We've talked some basketball. Chris, let's turn our attention to football. And I notice my favorite update you have, which you posted today, on the linebacker we talked about earlier, Quilly Odom. He called his experience at Virginia Tech inexpressible. I love that word. He had a good time, huh?
Yeah, he had a really good time. And Quilly he's been a couple times. I think that's pretty much it before, in terms of the amount of times he's visited Virginia Tech before this past weekend. And he's a fun guy to talk to, that's for sure. He tells you how he's feeling. So he had a great time down at Virginia Tech. As you mentioned, he called it inexpressible, so he didn't elaborate too much, but he really sounded like he had a great time. His host was Jare Cheeseman, who seems to be a host quite a bit, so obviously he's a pretty personable guy. And I remember when I did some interviews with Jare, he was a pretty personable young man when I had a chance to cover his recruitment. But Quilly is a 6'2", 210-pound linebacker out of Osborne Park in Manassas, Virginia. And linebacker was an important position coming into this year, and Quilly was the first, not only the first commitment of the class, but the first commitment for that linebacker position, of course. And fast player, and certainly needs to bulk up a little bit, I think, to play linebacker on that next level. But he's got some pretty good athletic tools right now from which to work with. So, but he did have a great time. He loved the atmosphere at the Virginia game. He said he was on the edge of his seat throughout the entire game, and just sounded like he had a great time overall, just talking with the coaches and players, and kind of and especially the campus. That was one thing that really he said that stood out. He just mentioned how beautiful the campus was. So certainly a successful official visit for him.
Good. Now, I'm not going to go on my rant here, Chris. Don't worry. Don't put the foot down, knowing the phone down, knowing you got 20 minutes before I stop. You know how I feel about decommitments, but there is an asterisk to that. Mm-hmm. There's one time where I feel it's okay. This is how Cordero Thompson got to Virginia Tech. If you've committed to a school, mm-hmm. and before you sign, the coaching staff changes. As far as I'm concerned, it's ball game over and it's opened up again, because part of what makes, and I think this is actually be the case after you sign, you should have the option, because part of what makes any school attractive is the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who, let's face it, are going to control your life.
Mm-hmm.
They are in charge of you. Every minute of your time is dictated by what they say and what they want, including your free time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important decision. And when Paul Pasqualoni was let go at Syracuse, Cordero Thompson reopened his recruiting and Virginia Tech got in there. No problem with a decommitment in that circumstance. And that's what we've got here. I want to talk about this young man, Denoris Searcy, a defensive back from Decatur, Georgia. He is a University of North Carolina commit. 4 stars, but when Bunting was let go, he says, well, we're going to look around. Power to you, son. Virginia Tech is one of the schools under consideration. 2 questions. Is Virginia, and, well, this isn't a question, but tell me a little something about this young man.
Denora, as you mentioned, he's a defensive back prospect out of Decatur, Georgia. 6'2", he says about 200 pounds right now, so it sounds like he certainly safety is kind of the position that he's probably gonna be. But when you look at Virginia Tech, anytime you see a guy who can play safety but maybe get a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit of tweener in that respect, Rover could be a possibility. So he could fit into a couple of different positions, and if he does get a lot bigger on the next level, then he can or at least somewhat bigger, he could be a linebacker. So a talented kind of prospect and a versatile seeming prospect. And you mentioned that Virginia Tech is one of the schools under consideration. Florida is in there as well as Ole Miss. But the really the important trip for him, I think, is this upcoming weekend when he goes to UNC. For his official visit, I'm sure that'll be his first chance, I think, to really obviously have a chance to get to know Butch Davis and to talk to him in person, and which will be certainly pretty big. And he's going to take that visit. If he gets through the visit without solidifying his commitment, then it seems like game's on at that point. He has set an official visit to Mississippi for the week after the visit to UNC. He had, at least last time I checked, which was last week, he had not set an official visit to Virginia Tech or Florida. But if he does take those first 2 visits and he's still open, then obviously Virginia Tech looks to be in pretty good shape to be able to get a trip. He's already been to Virginia Tech. He went for the senior camp this past summer, and he was pretty complimentary of the atmosphere and the mountains and kind of the surroundings and things like that. So. There is some interest right there, but in terms of my opinion, I'd be a little cautious at this point, just in waiting until to see what happens after this weekend.
Now, am I crazy? Am I the wishy-washiest wishy-washer on earth? Because you know how strongly I feel about decommitments, but I feel just as strongly that when the situation changes so dramatically that you're essentially working for a different person,
right?
Then it's fair game. Is that nuts?
No, I don't. I totally agree 100%. I think obviously the head coach, especially on the next level, is such a big selling point, and that's a lot of the times the reason why a kid will a prospect will choose a certain school is before the head coach, and of course if the head coach leaves, there's a chance that recruiting coach that was recruiting the player may leave as well. So. I agree 100%. I think if a coach does leave, then it should be fair game for the player to be able to open up their recruitment, whether it's before they sign a letter of intent or really after. So I think they should be able to kind of have that liberty and to be able to choose and kind of just make the decision that's right for them. Obviously, we've discussed before, and I know you're feeling I agree the same way about just decommitments with nothing changing. But in terms of coaching changes, I certainly agree that that the player should be able to check things out a little bit further.
And let me add here that this has nothing to do with actual recruiting, but I feel that should be the case once before you actually enroll, whether you sign or commit. Once you've enrolled and started, and the coaching change, yeah, it's sort of the same circumstances, but
it would also be mass chaos, and I just think you got to draw the line somewhere, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a chance to get established in a university and a community, and you know, it's splitting hairs a little bit, but with this young man, you know, all the respect in the world for him looking around again. Although you got to think, as you said, he's going in to see Butch Davis, and Butch is a pretty good recruiter, so he could seal the deal. And
right.
If he liked the school, now all you got to do, you don't have to sell him on the school, you just have to sell him on the coach now because he's already sold on the school.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, last thing, Chris, and we talk about this every year, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. You know, we know that Virginia Tech has taken the upper hand in this rivalry with 7 wins in the last 8, and the last 2 have been pretty dominant. I mean, Saturdays didn't sound as bad as the 52-14 of a year ago, but Virginia gets 112 yards, and that's just as bad a beatdown from the defensive end. But Frank Beamer still insists that, you know, that doesn't really, as well as they've done, you still got to recruit hard. Most people would not give a significant edge over that period in recruiting to Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like one game doesn't make a difference. You got Virginia kids, you got Virginia Tech kids, and it's just, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Do you agree?
I guess to an extent, I think one thing that really helps Virginia Tech is the overall success that it's had in terms of being in competition with for the ACC championship, winning the ACC championship, being in BCS bowls and things like of that nature. I think that has a lot, in my opinion, a lot more of a factor than simply just in terms of controlling the rivalry with Virginia. Although I would imagine that it definitely cannot hurt Virginia Tech to be able to win. Getting to the point where they're winning almost every year. So obviously I think that helps Virginia Tech, you know, with in-state crews. But I do think, you know, Virginia's been able to do a good job in-state this year, and I do agree also that, you know, some kids are just Virginia kids and other kids are kind of Virginia Tech kids. So I think Virginia is still at this point able to recruit pretty successfully in-state. They've had a number of solid, really, really good commitments this year in the state of Virginia, of course, as Virginia Tech has. So as far as this year, it doesn't seem like it's affecting anything too much, but I would have to say it certainly helps Virginia Tech to be able to be in control of it, whereas it feels more competitive. I think obviously that would be a wash there, but overall I think the overall success that Virginia Tech has more of a bearing than I would say maybe just individual victory.
Yeah, than the specific game.
Right.
So we're coming down the home stretch, Chief.
Right.
What's going to be the next news to break on the recruiting trail, and then I'll let you go.
There's a few official visit weekends coming up. I think Virginia Tech certainly, I think, is awaiting decisions from, or at least a decision, a couple decisions from Verona High School, Jamar Jackson and Bud Tribby. Jamar is 6'4", 230-pound defensive end / linebacker, while Bud is a defensive tackle. And both of those kids, I think their main focus is on the team, because the team is still in the state playoffs. They just captured the Division 6, I believe, maybe Division 5, a Central Region Championship. So they move on now to the states. So that's where their focus is now. But I know at the same time they're both seemingly pretty ready to make a decision sometime soon. So that could be certainly the next news to pop. And coming up this weekend, Virginia Tech was at least scheduled to host Corey Mosley on an official visit. Corey is a Henrico athlete, defensive back / wide receiver. Haven't been able to reach Corey recently, but last time I talked with him, he was planning an official visit to Virginia Tech for this weekend. And actually, Chris Hill, who's the talented athlete out of Highland Springs, who's probably one of the top, maybe the top overall athlete in terms of in the state of Virginia, he is actually taking an official visit to Virginia Tech, and I believe that is this weekend as well. So this weekend should be pretty big for Virginia Tech, and the contact period just started yesterday, which means coaches can go out and recruit in home and recruit in school and do all that sort of good stuff. So things are certainly, as you mentioned, getting pretty exciting, and the home stretch is kind of, it'll, signing day will certainly be here before we know it. So.
All right, Chris, well, as always, we appreciate the visit. You get another week off. You're not working as hard as you used to. We have to talk about this. But we'll be back in 2 weeks, and if it's that's a Wednesday week, I'll get with Mitchell, and we'll get straight on, and I'll be in touch with you. But we appreciate you coming on and updating us as always, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mike.